Zaktel Gemishna Baita Masechtas Yevamis, Peri Gimel, Mishna Yod. Shnayim Shekitshu, Shtei Nashim. Okay, here comes something new. We have Ruvain and Chaim. Now the men are not related. And there were Mekadosh two women. Rachel, Ruvain's married to Rachel, and Chaim is married to Chana. The men are not related, and the women are not related. So what's the problem? U'b'shas k'nisasa l'chuppah, at the time that they came into the chuppah, hechlifu es shel zeh lezeh. Somehow the wives were switched. Instead of Ruvain, who was Mekadosh Rachel, marrying Rachel, remember, Kiddushin is the first part of the marriage. So let's say the Chosson says, Ariat Mekadoshes li b'tabas zu kadas Moshe of Yisrael. He puts the ring on the Kala's finger. She is now Mekadoshes. They're not allowed to live together yet, but she has a din of an Eshes Ish. Then comes the second part of the marriage. That's the Chuppah. That's the Nesuyin. Today, we do it all under the Chuppah. But in the times of the Mishnah, there could have been a year between the Kiddushin and the Chuppah. So Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel. Chaim was Mekadosh Chana. Reuven was supposed to go eventually under the chuppah with Rachel and complete the Nesuyin and Chaim with Chana. But here's where they got mixed up. U'b'shas k'nisas on the chuppah, at the time that they entered the chuppah, hechlifu eshel zeh lezeh v'eshel zeh lezeh. Reuven went under the chuppah with Chana and Chaim went under the chuppah with Rachel. And they lived with each other afterwards. They thought that they married the woman they were Mekadosh. It was a mistake. A terrible thing happened over here. Both Reuven and Chaim are going to have to bring a carbon chatas because b'shoigeg, they were together with a married lady. When Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, she has little of an eshes ish. Between Kiddushin and Chuppah, we explained, she's a regular eshes ish. Someone lived with her, b'mezid, it would be Chayiv Misa, b'shoigeg achatas. So Chaim was with Rachel. And Reuven was with Chana. These were not the women that were Mekadosh. Somebody else was Mekadosh then. Now, Hoyu Achim, let's say the men were brothers. Let's say we have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel. And Shimon was Mekadosh Chana. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And the same thing happened. There was a mix-up by the Chuppah. Reuven wound up marrying Chana and Shimon Rachel. So here there's another problem. Besides for Eshes Ish, they have to bring another Chatas, because they were over Eshes Ach. Each one took their brother's wife. And let's say it's not Rachel and Chana. Let's say it's Rachel and Leah, two sisters. And again the same thing happened. Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel. Shimon was Mekadosh Leah. But by the Chuppah they were mixed up. If they were sisters, then there's a third chatas that are chayiv. Eshes Ish, Eshes Ach, and then being together with a sister of a wife. V'mhoye nidais, if the women were nidais, that's a kind of toma, mishum nida. Then the chayiv a fourth chatas because of nida. U'mafrishen oisan shloisha chadashim. Now, we're going to return everyone to their rightful husband, but you're going to have to wait 3 months. They cannot go back to their husband before 3 months. Why? Shema miuberesin. Maybe they're expecting from the person that they married by mistake, and then the child that's going to be born is not a kosher child. We unfortunately have a din of a mamzer. So we have to make sure before they go back to their husbands that we know who the child is. Once 3 months pass, we can tell if she's miuberes or not. If she's not miuberes, they can return to their original husband. V'imhoye ketanis, if these women were ketanis, less than 12 years old, they can't have children, so machzirin ha'semiyad, they can go right back to their regular husband because there's no chash that they became miuberes. V'imhoye kaihanis, if these women were kaihanis, the daughters of a kayan, nifsalu min atruma, they can no longer eat truma. Now, the halacha is, a bas kayan can eat truma, the father can eat truma, the daughter can eat truma. If a daughter of a kayan marries someone who's not a kayan, she's not allowed to eat truma. But if her husband dies and she has no children, so she goes back to where she was as a girl and she could eat truma. Unless she became pasla from kahuna. And that's what happened over here. even though it wasn't their fault, even though it was only b'shoigi, they thought they're marrying the right husband. But l'maisa, because they were with the wrong person, they will no longer be able to eat truma, even if their husbands died and they didn't have children. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah as follows. Reuven and Chaim were Mekadesh, Rachel and Chana. Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, Chaim was Mekadesh Chana. Something went wrong by the chuppah, and there was a mix-up. Reuven wound up marrying Chana and lived with her, and the same is with Chaim and Rachel. That means they were b'shoigi, but they were with an eshes ish, after being a karmichatas. And if it wasn't Rachel and Chana, if it was Rachel and Leah, oyvei, in addition to eshes ish, it was his wife's sister. Reuven lived with Chana. Remember, Reuven was really Mekadesh Rachel. Chana is Rachel's sister. So besides for eshes ish, there's also a chatas for achos ishtoi. And if Reuven and Shimon were here, not Reuven and Chaim, but two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, and Shimon Leah, and then they got mixed up by the chuppah. So in addition to having to bring a chatas for Eshes Ish and for Achos Ishtoi, add another one, his brother's wife. And if they were Nidais, you could add a fourth chatas, Meshim Nida. Now, they're going to go back to their regular husbands. Remember, it's not their fault. It was a mistake. But they have to wait 3 months. Unless they were Ketanais, and it's not possible that they were Mioberis and the first husband. And then we learned that if Rachel and Leah were daughters of a Kayan, normally, even if they married a Yisrael, but if their husband dies without children, they can once again eat Truma. But in this case, they can't, because Lemaisa, they were with someone that they were not allowed to be with. That passels them from Kahuna, even though it was a mistake. Now, by the way, normally we say, says the Batanura, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. One Isser can't be Chal and another Isser. So once you have Eshes Ish, how do you have these other Isurim? Like a Chais Ishtay and Eshes Ach. And for the Batanura, there are Tana holes that there are three exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And we do say a person can be over one Aveira and still have to bring separate Chatois. The three exceptions are Bas Achas, Isser Moisef, and Isser Koil. And we'll explain all three Be'ez Hashem. But Vasachas means that both Yisurim happened at the same time. Now what happened when Reuven married Rachel? She automatically became an Eshes Ach to Shimon. And being that Shimon was married to Leah, she automatically became a wife's sister to Shimon. It all happened at the same time. Another time that we say an Isser could be Chal on another Isser is Isser Koil. That's where the second Isser is more inclusive, takes in more things than the first one. For example, Reuven marries Rachel. Automatically, she's also to Shimon. She becomes an Eshes Ach. Let's say then Shimon is going to marry Leah. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, Rachel is already also for Eshes Ach. So the Isser of Achais Ishtay shouldn't be Chal. Not in this case. Because let's say there are more sisters. So when Shimon marries Leah, it's not just Rachel that becomes Achais Ishtay. There could have been another 10 sisters for all we know. And they all become Achais Ishtas. So once the Isser is Chal on them, it's Chal on Rachel also, even though Rachel already was Eshes Ach. Another rule that changes the Klal of Ein Isser Chal Isser is called Isser Moisef. And that's when the new Isser adds things to the first Isser. L'mashal, when Reuven marries Rachel, Rachel becomes an Eshes Ish. An Eshes Ish is also to all men, to every man in the world. When she becomes a Nida, that's a certain type of Tuma, she's also even to her husband. So being that this Isser of Nida adds someone else to the list of people that would be also to her, the Isser applies not just to the husband, but to all other men that were also to her anyway beforehand. And that's the reason that you can have more than one Chatas over here, and we don't say, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.